You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
What's going on, man? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. What'd it do?
Ain't shit. Just a regular old Wednesday. Just trying to get right.
You mean Thursday?
I said Wednesday? God damn. All right.
I mean,
I'm smacked.
It was yesterday, so I mean, not too far off.
Well, people, I'm throwing off. This is obviously a change in programming for us. You know, Usually I'm used to Fridays, but, me and Monty thought it was a great idea to do it today, you know, because election day is tomorrow. For whatever reason, election day's never been on a Friday before. It's always been on a Tuesday. But for some reason, it's on a Friday this year. And so The kids are going to be out. They're going to be out and about. So we figured we'd go ahead and knock it out the frame, knock it out the pocket, and see what we can do today.
That's facts. And honestly, one day earlier, everything is still probably more fresh in the brain as well. So, I mean, I feel like that helps our cause at the same time, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, people, it's Thursday morning, not Friday morning. One day earlier, Brooklyn Power Trip, we here. Same old in the mornings.
That's right.
It snowed pretty crazy today, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Up here, I was brick.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I was shocked. But, yeah, man. Yeah, people, we back. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn Power Trip. Like I said, Monty, RJ Brooklyn Savage. We got, you know, our weekly wrestling discussion to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And truthfully speaking, I don't really have anything bad to say across the board. I can't believe people are going to be like, wow, really, Monty?
I got one complaint.
Was that from last night?
And it happened last night.
Other than that,
I'm in the same boat. I'm actually in the same boat.
Yeah. To be honest, people, I'm not going to jump straight into Wednesday, but I'd say yesterday's Dynamite was probably the most enjoyable one I've watched in a very long time. I'm not going to lie. They're very enjoyable. I didn't really have any complaints. Even Freshly Squeezed had like a decent promo. No gimmick, nothing. He straight to business. I need to beat you. This title really don't mean nothing if I don't beat you. So, yeah, I mean, across the board, they even had my boy Kenny Omega speaking what we all thinking. So,
for being bitches,
it literally called them bitchy children. I'm like, God, I'm like, bro. Oh, thank you.
You listening to the show or what?
Yeah, let's get into this, bro. Let's get into it. Yeah, Monday Night Raw is good too, people. They changed it up completely from last week. We had Judgment Day, but Judgment Day was the second act to begin the show. They didn't start the show off. They didn't interrupt anything. I was so happy with that. It was kind of weird though, because all right, here goes my complaint, guys. I'm sorry, and RJ, I'm sorry. Here goes my complaint. I'm not a big fan of open challenges for the world title. I don't like it at all.
But it wasn't an open challenge.
Yeah, it was. He just gave him a freebie, bro.
Yeah, he gave him an open challenge means anybody can step up to the plate. He wanted to give Sami Zayn a champ. That was more of a gift.
The facts, yeah. It's like
that was a gift, not an open challenge.
Yeah. He gave him a gift, and they main evented, and that's RJ. I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but then we just talk about last week how my man Seth Rollins don't open and close the show, and that shit was bothering us. And lo and behold, this Monday night he opens and closes.
Yo, bad coincidental, right,
bro? Come on,
we don't
son.
Believe in coincidences.
come on, son. Didn't we just say that shit? We just said this is weird. He's our world champ, but he don't do none of that. And look, that's crazy.
And lo and behold.
That's crazy, bro. I don't know, man. Like you said, we don't believe in coincidence. And he did it. But listen, I'm okay with that. I'm happy with that. He should be opening or closing. Like, he don't have to do both. I'm not asking too much, but he did both. And look, it got them like 100,000 more viewers. I mean, Seth gotta either open or close. He's your world champion. Yeah, he's your world champion. I mean, but that was nice. Judgment Day and New Day had a beautiful ass tag team match. That shit was fun. And bro,
yeah, it was.
RJ, when Finn Balor tagged in before Damian Priest did the South of Heaven, I'm like, oh, that was clean.
Yeah.
He tagged him in and went straight to the chokeslam, yoked that bitch up, dropped his ass, and then cool to ground. I'm like, oh, okay, this is hard. That was hard.
Yeah, no. No, they work really, really well together, man. Yeah. They're gelling really well as a team, man.
Facts. And, when they won, the crowd was bumping. They were with it.
Yeah, no, they need strong wins, man. Like, those two need strong wins. Rhea Ripley needs strong wins. But Dominic Mysterio needs to be the only guy in the group that cheats to win, because it's believable. It's believable right now for Dominic. Physically, yeah, and where he's at, character-wise, mentally, he should be the only guy begging for help and cheating to win, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, nah, it was good, man. Then they had, what?
Oh, we're not going to talk about the segment? Come on, man. You can't skip out on the segment, bro. Damian Priest gets sick. I think it's weekly because we talk about it all the time now. We've been talking about it for the longest, and now they're doing it all the time now. It's funny as fuck, bro. He's always sick.
My man said, did you buy the shirt?
Like, did you buy the shirt?
Like, bro, bro, he's supporting. Why you being so... What the fuck's wrong with you, Gomba? Like, come on, son. Well, my man just hate him just to hate him now. Like, it's clear. He just hate him just to hate him. It's funny as shit, though. My man was like, did you buy the shirt? Like, he looked, paused. Did you buy the shirt? Like, yo, bro, chill.
And Dominic covering up his.
Oh, the his Damian Priest shirt? Funny. Yeah, son.
Dominic covered his up. That shit was funny.
I fuck with that, though, because, I mean, everybody's scared of him when he get angry. Everybody, even Finn. Finn was like, yo, bro, chill. Like, relax.
Chill. I like canal.
I loved it. And they were speaking in Spanish. And you know what? That makes sense, because Finn Balor married to a Hispanic woman. You better talk some Spanish, boy. Like, I love that shit. I love that shit. They were talking in Spanish a little bit here and there. See what I'm saying, man? Hey.
Yeah, no, that makes things feel authentic, because that's what people do.
Right, and I like the fact that WWE has been praising Priest lately for his performances and everything. And I don't know, man. That tells me he may cash in successfully.
I mean, he has to at this point. And if not, it better be a big storyline reason as to why not. A storyline reason that he can pay off, you know, in the long haul.
Yeah.
So it better be something good.
So yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want another bum Corbin around here, you know.
Nah. And you got to make the Money in the Bank feel something. After what happened with Theory, you can't be doing two failed cash-ins back to back. It don't matter.
No, but they did two failed cash-ins back to back already with Baron Corbin and fucking Braun Strowman. They already did it already.
Ah, that's even worse, bro.
That is worse, considering how, you know, how much they were trying to push both of those guys back then, you know? Oh my god, and you had no excuses back then as to why neither one of those guys couldn't win the championship.
Yeah, bro.
At least with Roman Reigns, I mean, you got a little bit of this guy's part-time. They got a certain destination that they want to go to, and they're stuck in that path, and they want to get there successfully with no issues, no problems. So fine, that's your big major excuse there. But back then, they had no excuse.
Yeah.
Like, when AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal was a champion back then, like, come on.
Son, Vince was probably like, all right, pal, I'm tired of this title reign. AJ, come carry the load, please.
Yeah.
And that was the right
call. Jinder Mahal experiment was a failure.
That was the right call, though, too, because the UK crowd went crazy for AJ when he won.
Yeah, hell yeah, as they should have. AJ the GOAT. Supposed to be coming back tomorrow night, too, so.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting to see what he does.
Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, Monday Night Raw was good. They had that segment. Then they had You had Tozawa fight Shinsuke, and Tozawa was actually putting in a fight. He lost.
It was a good 2 minute. How do I call it? A smash buckling fucking squash match.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning that they went ball. They, you know, Tozawa got some offense in, but Nakamura put him away in the end.
Yeah, right. And it was cool though. I'm on the Tozawa ride right now because
me too.
He's been showing Triple H like, yo, bro, I get the entertainment aspect. I got my character down pat, and you already
know, I can wrestle too.
Yeah, you already know I can wrestle. So
right.
give me some time. I'll show you. And it's showing because he was on Monday Night Raw. He was on NXT. I was a little upset he lost, but like I had a feeling he was gonna lose. But hey, that means Alpha Academy gonna show up again on NXT. So.
Probably, if I had to guess, probably to fight Metaphor again.
Right, right.
Probably.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
Tozawa, Gable, Otis, and Maxine against Lash and Aura. And nah, then again, they'd be outmatched. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they can get like another third dude for Metaphor or something. Maybe do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was good. And they had... Monday Night had that Fatal 4-Way, which was pretty crazy to say, too. That spot where Ricochet hit his neck on the thing, I was like, oh, my God.
He got to cool it, man.
He do. And it's crazy, bro. No matter what he does, even if he loses, that crowd, he doesn't lose that crowd at all. That crowd still cheers for him. I'm so shocked.
Yeah, no, I mean, Ricochet's he's a good baby face. One thing I always said about Ricochet, and Sammy and Seth said it in their opening promo. You know, they might not be 100% all the time, but they give their 100%.
Yeah, I like that, bar. Yeah, I like that.
I felt that. And Ricochet's one of those guys, too.
Yeah.
Even if the guy's banged up, like, he's still gonna fly around. He's still going to try to do something for you, you know?
Yeah.
I felt bad for him when I don't know if you heard. And we're slightly getting off topic a little bit, but this plays into Ricochet. But I don't know if you heard about those reports about the house show they did on Saturday.
No, what happened?
The people was leaving and shit like that. And I don't know, not paying attention to the main event and shit like that. And Ricochet kind of headlined that show a little bit. And Ricochet got on the mic afterwards and pretty much said, hey, you know, I'm sorry I'm not a top guy and this, that, and the other, but... You know, then you know he's trying to get the crowd into it and shit like that. But pretty much apologizing for not being a top guy and pretty much holding the people's attention.
Well, who do you fight?
It was him, Gunther, and I think Nakamura for the Intercontinental title.
And they were leaving.
Yeah, people was leaving. People was like booing and shit like that. I was like, wow. I kind of felt bad for Ricochet there.
Yeah, Ricochet is not bad. So I remember when Ricochet was Prince Puma. I remember when they first signed Ricochet, I was hyped because I fucked with Ricochet from jump. Like,
I fucked with Ricochet when Ricochet had fucking long hair.
Yeah, right? Like,
he was doing shit that nobody ever did. That's like, all these dudes that are high flying, they need to pay Ricochet, Jack Evans, Petey Williams, all kinds of royalties. They stole all their fucking moves, bro. Like that double rotation moonsault, and how many people try to copy that from Ricochet is wild. Jack Evans and fucking Jarrell Clark was like the first few people I've seen do a 630 splash. And of course, Petey Williams with the Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah.
Man, oof. Need to pay these guys up for all their services, man. But, that Fatal 4-Way match was good. It made the Intercontinental Championship seem meaningful.
Yep.
Which Triple H has done a very good job of doing.
Yep.
Give Triple H that. I was hoping, just kind of hoping Ivar would win so we can get a big meaty match. But everybody, you know, The Miz, they turned Miz babyface or whatever. And he's getting the next shot.
Yeah, and that's going to be what, a Survivor Series?
Survivor Series, and that's a nice big match for Gunther to be the former world champion. So,
yeah, but you know,
like it or not, like Miz or not, but yeah, like. Miz is a former world champion, and beating another former world champion, adding him to the list of guys you're beating for the Intercontinental Championship, you know, that means a whole lot. Especially Miz is probably, besides Gunther, Miz is probably the best Intercontinental Champion you've had in a decade, you know?
Oh yeah, by far.
Yeah, so like that's another big feather in Gunther's cap as well. So.
Yeah, and Miz pulled out some stops in that match, man. I can't wait to see what Gunther's gonna. I won't say pride, but Miz is gonna pull out some shit that I think we didn't think he had in his bag when he fought Monday. So I can imagine what he's gonna try to do against Gunther in Survivor Series, because you can't.
Go ahead.
Now, I was gonna say he can't do. Well, not can't do, but like, he can't have his regular schmegler match against Gunther. And I don't think that's going to happen, too. Like, I feel like he's going to even pull out more shit that people probably never think he could do, so.
As long as Miz don't try to do too much that he can't do.
Yeah, nah, facts. I agree.
But the thing about Miz, though, is Miz is a pretty damn good seller, though. And he's a tough dude, too.
Yeah.
For a guy who's, you know, pretty boy and everything like that, Miz is a tough dude.
Yeah.
So, my man finished the match after getting his head banged on the concrete, man, at WrestleMania. So, I mean, you got to give Miz his credit for being tough. So,
what match was that? Was that against Shane?
No, that was against that was the one with Cena.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate when he talks about that Mania. That Mania sucked. Oh, my God.
That Mania did suck. It sucked ass. It was probably a whole lot of ass.
It was probably the worst WrestleMania I've ever witnessed, bro. I'm not even going to lie.
Which is a shame. That set and everything around that WrestleMania fire. Otherwise was beautiful.
And then you had The Rock host it. How you have The Rock host a bum-ass Mania? Like, oh, my.
Yeah, man. He pretty much overshadowed that whole thing, to be honest.
He did. Oh, he did. So. He definitely did. But now I'm excited for – I'm just excited to see Gunther get another win. That's all, really. Like, we all know.
I want Gunther versus Ivar next, afterwards.
Yeah, they do.
Please give me that.
They do a Miz versus Ivar next week on Monday, too. So, hey, who knows?
Oh, maybe. Miz going to beat him. Dude, man, that's bum.
Maybe, unless Ivar just gets DQ'd. I'd rather him get DQ'd.
Yeah, something. Yeah, they need to keep that dude strong. If his partner's going to be out for a year, they got to keep that dude strong.
Maybe they add him into a triple threat. I don't see why they can't do a triple threat for the title.
I hate triple threat matches.
Yeah, you do. I know you do, actually. Now that you
mentioned, I hate multi-man matches. Yeah, the best multi-man match I've seen in a long time was that women's match from Saturday. Even Logan P was like, dude, that was a fucking great match.
Oh, bro, don't get me started. Shayna Baszler's a beast, son. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Yeah.
She had both of them in the ankle submission, and she had Nia go to sleep. Nia was asleep. I was like, yo, she got to win. Tap. Like, what you? She knocked out unconscious. She won. No. I was so sick, bro. She's so badass, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'll hold that shit till I die, until she get released, whatever the case may be, bro. I will not give up hope, bro. I would not.
Shayna Baszler get a championship again,
bro. Dead ass, bro.
I mean, with two belts. I mean, it's not out of the realm.
No, it's not. She was the last person.
I just think Shayna Baszler just needs a fucking a connection to the audience, man. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, I want to know what they. I want to know what they gotta do, because everybody knows she can wrestle. When she does those submission dudes to people, like when she did that shit in Crown Jewel, that crowd was like,
they were hyped for it.
They were hyped for her. Even when she came out, I think she got a little pop too. I was like, oh, what? I wasn't expecting that shit at all. Like, I get it, yo. Some fans know when you, like, you a woman, but you can fight. Like, you can really fight. And Zoe Starks is that person too. She could really fight. And you know what? I'm not even mad she won that battle royale, because that 1v1 is going to be good at Survivor Series 2, her and Rhea.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. What'd you think about that? What'd you think about the battle royale, though?
It was all right. I ain't crazy. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad Ivy now got some shine too, bro. That's the one person.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that was the one person we were talking about that needs some shine away from her, you know, the Creeds. And yeah, she got her shine, bro. She got some shine, you know. She got eliminated by Nia Jax, but it's fucking Nia Jax. So, like, I'm not really mad.
Biggest person in the match.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that shit at all. So, nah, it was good, man. Yeah. It was good.
I'm going to need them. One thing I will say, another thing I'm going to complain about soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to need them to finally. What are we doing with Nikki Cross? And let's hurry up and get there already.
Nah,
please.
Bro. Honestly, nah, I don't want to sound harsh. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to sound harsh. Man, release this bitch, man. What the fuck?
Pretty much, y'all released
Emma, y'all released all these other women, and Nikki Cross ain't doing shit. This gimmick shit is whack. It's corny. It sucks. It's not. If people think it's funny, that's not funny.
Is it funny? I mean, her staring into outer space every week, that's funny?
I don't know, bro. People probably think it's probably, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's weird, but not good weird. Like, it don't creep me out.
What is the point of this whole thing?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
Is Eric Young coming back? Like right. What are we doing? Like, right. What and is this leading to?
And I don't even think he is coming back, bro, because I think he...
Nah, he ain't coming back. He's Impact.
Yeah, and AEW tried to pry him from Impact, and he was like, nah, Impact is where I should be. So he's not going back, bro. So release her. I'm sorry. Like, this gimmick, she's been doing this shit for months now, for mad long, bro.
They tried it. They tried everything they could with this girl.
Yeah.
It's time.
It is time.
If Emma had the chances that Nikki Cross had, Emma would be all right right now.
Yeah, because Emma could run, Dashwood. Emma could go.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
I mean, Nikki Cross can go too. I mean, that's not an issue. It's just they've tried with her and nothing seems to stick, man.
Yeah, I'm not liking
it. Superhero shit was over for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
For 5 minutes. And then after that, it was downhill from there. They turned a heel and then they gave her back her old sanity gimmick. And then nothing. Just nothing. Ever since. Now I know. I will say this, though. She was in college for a while. She recently graduated from college, got a degree earlier this year, like sometime around the summer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll say that she was doing that, but like this whole shit here, they gotta get to the point here because it's not good television and nobody cares at all. Her standing in the house, who's that doing anything for?
Nobody. It's not even
Killian Dane coming back. Killian Dane coming back. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. Like,
I love to see that big motherfucker back. Him and Gunther. Oh my god.
Yeah, because Killian Dane could. Oh my. Yeah.
My boy, Big Damo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good big man, but yeah. No, I'm glad Ivy now got some shine and everything like that. And DIY versus the Creed brothers.
That shit was good too. Really good match, man.
And Creed brothers again, 2 for 2. Well, 3 for 3 actually.
3 for 3, yeah. On this, yeah. And then Ludwig, he fucking he interfered, and they won. So yeah, they really go with DIY versus Imperium for something. I don't know for what.
Bro, I love Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah, me too.
Bro, he looks so grimy and slimy, bro.
Yeah, he is a dick.
He's looking at that camera.
Yeah, the way he kicked him, he threw his hand, you know how he holds his hand up, but like he kicked him and like flicked his hand, like, yeah, I got them. And then he did that grill. Yeah, he's great, man.
He is. I'm telling y'all, bro, the big things are gonna happen for that dude, man.
Yeah, for sure. You could tell.
I'm not saying main event, but I think big mid-card stuff is going to be happening for that dude. At the least.
Yeah.
Will be happening for that dude.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
So, I mean, Jesus Christ. And rightfully deserved. Dude's been, I don't know, man. He's been a low-key sleeper guy all year long for me, man. Just the way they've been paying attention to him. Certain things they've been having him doing. Even the vignette, they was doing vignettes for the dude like a couple weeks in a row. So apparently they got something on the horizon for this dude.
Yeah.
We just got to see what it is moving forward.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good. That match was good too. And then what else happened for Monday night? Damn, I'm drawing blanks here.
Zoe Stark. Ran into Shane. Oh, we didn't talk about Becky getting jumped by Zia Lee.
Oh,
going forward with that.
Kicked the shit out of her. Oh my god.
And Zia Lee was like, yeah, time to get in the match. And Adam Pearce was like, oh, no, where you think you're going?
I was like, why'd you kick her out? Like,
she's like, whipping too much ass. That's why.
I'm weak.
Adam Pearce he's putting his foot down. You know,
that's what's up.
He's not a pussy no more, right?
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, I like that though. That's what's up though. He got to. He only runs one show now. So
exactly.
His presence gotta be known.
Exactly. So he can't be a pussy no more. So he had to let Zia Lee know, hey, can't be doing that shit around here. Zia Lee get punished.
Zia Lee was so sick, she went to NXT and did the same shit. Yo, that kick to that cool dude. Oh, bro,
Oh my god.
You heard that shit. I was like, wow.
Oh, my man was dead.
God. Yeah.
She killed him. It was over.
Fucked him up, bro. The other black was like, nah, I'm not touching her, bro. You tripping. He was like, I'm not touching her. You bug. Fuck that. But yeah, nah, that was cool. And that was cool, though. She's Max. And Becky's a good seller. Becky was like, what the fuck did happen? Like, what? Mm-hmm. It was good. Yeah, nah, Raw was good, man. I'm so glad they got that bump. They got that bump in ratings. The main event, it went on well. I didn't think they were going to let the match finish. Like, I thought someone was going to interfere, but.
I thought so, too. Yeah. No, they didn't. I thought Drew, who showed up to the show earlier, you know. He rolled up in his car and then
he dipped.
Sweet Jackie was like, hey, you know, what's your thoughts about Crown Jewel and what's your future? And he was like, fuck this. I ain't want to hear none of that bullshit. He left. I thought he was going to come back.
Yeah, and beat the fuck out of both of them, but he didn't.
Yeah, but he didn't. No. Nah. Yeah. We got a clean championship match with a clean winner.
Yep, and Seth. Then. Yeah, and then they had that mayhem.
Another criticism I gotta make.
Okay.
Seth, man, you gotta tighten up that pedigree or stop using it all together, dog.
Yeah,
that,
he's so lazy with
them. Them pedigrees was sloppy. The one that Saturday was sloppy, and the one on Monday was sloppy too. Now I like the one he did on Saturday because it immediately set up for the goddamn the curb stomp. So it was like it looked smooth.
Yeah, he did a.
While it was weak, but it was still smooth at the same time.
Yeah, he did a super kick into a pedigree into the curb stomp. Yeah, I'm not kicking out either. Like, but that's what I like though. Like, if you set up your moves nicely, you shouldn't kick out. There should be no false finish at all. Like.
Yeah, the Gunther. They were Gunther.
Yeah,
power bomb, lariat, choke, something.
Fuck, he be chopping the shit out you, and then you drop to the floor, and then he picks you right, he yokes you right back up, and slams you with the power bomb. Yeah, why would I get up? I don't want to get chopped again after that. Why would I go for a finish? He gonna get more mad. No, I'm okay.
I'm good. More mad.
Yeah, he gonna get more sick, and then he gonna chop me harder? No. No, bro.
One more chop.
Man, I'm good, son. He's too damn aki. I don't know. And then when he's mad, he's screaming in like his native tongue. No, I'm no. No. I got him so mad he's not even speaking English no more. No. I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
But yeah, nah, it was good. And they set up war games.
And then we got the big smiles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big smiles at the end.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about
that. Yeah, it was good.
We talked about that was going to happen too. And you know what? As much as people have been complaining, I know everybody's going to be hyped to watch that War Games. That's just going to be fun. That's just
because it's all been building up to this.
Yeah, exactly. I hope Drew joins Judgment Day, and then Randy Orton comes back and joins Team Cody, because him and Cody are their boys. So I hope that's how they introduce Randy back, you know, and you can hide Randy in the War Games. He don't got to do much.
War Games?
Yeah,
you're right.
He don't got to do much. And because you still got, you got Jay, you got Cody, you have Sammy balling, like,
and Seth,
and Seth, and you got Seth now, yeah. So you know what I'm saying? You add Drew into the mix, damn. Now Drew gonna get even more sick because now
you're
fighting Seth, but then Randy's back now, and Randy's being good. That's just gonna add more fuel to Drew. Like, oh yeah, now y'all trust Randy now, like
Randy. Who's a big snake?
Yeah, I'll never forget.
This little bitch. To me.
Like, yeah, come on. Like, so it's good. It's good.
Trying to steal my championship away from me.
I just really hope Drew.
You bastard.
I just hope Drew don't leave. I know that's a big question for everybody. I just hope he don't leave.
Well, I tell you what. I think the things that are gonna make him stay is if good creative moving forward. Because Drew McIntyre, after he lost at Clash, his momentum dipped. It dipped, dog. It dipped.
Yeah.
But I think a good, clean, fresh start as a heel, I think if they can find a way to get him his old song back, because he's been talking about how badly he wants his song to come back, the Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
And if WWE's shelling out money to use real music, I don't understand why they can't shell out the music to bring back... his old shit, the song they made in house.
Yeah, bro, I ain't gonna stunt, man. I've been telling you for the longest, Dijak's my dude, son. I've been fucking with Dijak heavy. He's probably become my favorite NXT wrestler by far. Like, it's a wide, wide margin. Like, he's one, and I would say Dragunov too, but he's low, and that's crazy because he's the champ. But I've been telling you week after week, I've been giving Dijak his praise. But they gave my son Brooks Jensen Separate Ways by Journey. That nigga went all the way. He went all the way to top three, bro. Oh my god!
Just off a theme song, that's the magic of music.
You're right, and you know what? I don't think people pay attention as to why they gave him that song. Brooks Jensen had a long going story with like love and like getting cheated on and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
If you listen to Separate Ways chorus, it fits Brooke Jensen's character perfectly, like to a T.
It does.
So
yeah, and just his overall characteristics outside of it.
Yeah.
He's an old school looking guy with the mullet and the mustache and everything like that. He looks like a guy from that era.
Yep, it was beautiful.
So that fits it even better.
I heard it. I was like, am I watching a Tron movie? Hold on. And then Brooke came out. I was like, they gave him separate. Oh, this is hard, bro. This is so hard. So you're right. If they give it out,
I heard that was a test. I heard that was a test to see how different the reactions to like real music compared to the in-house music.
Bro, that crowd was bumping for Brooke, son.
Yeah, and you imagine if they gave and I gotta give Joey Numbers credit from Wrestling Soup too for saying this. But as soon as he was gonna say it, I was like, they gotta give her a Shakira song. But if they gave Lola Vice a Shakira song, man.
That show go crazy.
Hips Don't Lie or wherever.
Like, one of those songs. They got to give a Hips Don't Lie, bro. That's literally her. It's her gimmick. They got to give her to it.
Yeah.
They got to.
And imagine like the crowd going, hey, hey, hey. They already doing it when she comes out and does the dance and shit.
That crowd.
So, yeah, nah. Crazy. Like, uh-huh.
But not yet.
Tyler Bates, they gotta give Tyler Bates Sledgehammer.
Yeah, man. It'd be dope. They make it. Oh, that shit was hard. That shit is hard. Mm-hmm. That shit is hard too. Nah, bro. They got the bread. Just dish it. Just dish it, bro.
Yeah, dish it out. For select people that you know are gonna be worth their investment.
Like you just got the new TV program and the biggest thing for quote unquote developmental brands. Man, y'all can shell out the bread, son. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But not yet. NXT was good too, man. I fucked the NXT heavy. Mm-hmm. they had the Noam Dar Akira match. I don't even think that opened. Honestly, wait, hold up. No, it did open. I'm bugging. It did open the show. That shit was good too. My man Kira was balling too. He was pulling out mad moves. The German, he did that. He did like Kofi's Whisper in the Wind kick, knocked that dude clean out. He's using the ankle lock from Chad, and he got the tap. I was like, oh, that's tough, son. It was a good match. You know, they cheated to win, of course, in heel fashion. And
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. It's good to, but that's good though, from a dude. From a dude that didn't get not one point in the cup in the tournament or whatever, he got one pinfall on him. So I was cool with that. And Booker T is coming, bro. Oh my god, he saw my man Akira thrust and he was like, "What the hell is that?" I was,
"What the hell is that?" That shit was funny, bro. It's just how I was getting it too.
And then Vic was like, you gonna say something to Otis? And then he was like, Otis is a big dude. I don't want nothing to do with that. That shit had me weak, son. That shit had me weak, bro. He's funny.
That shit was funny. Booker T and Vic have great chemistry, bro. I'm not trying to hear it.
Yeah, they're probably my favorite commentary team. Vic was like, you're not gonna give Tozawa props? He was like, what? Why would I give him props? Huh? That shit was, yo. It was funny. He's so funny, bro.
Booker T be sick, man.
He be sick. It's so funny.
Oh my god.
But that shit was good. That matchup was good. And then
the women's tag match. What'd you think about that?
That was pretty good too. It was not bad. You know what? I was shocked Kalani win, but you know they gotta. Trading wins and losses is a good thing. I don't want to hear it. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I mean.
it can only help Lola Vice's character too, because now she can start to shift the blame to Elektra whenever they lose.
Right, and on top,
I don't need Elektra Lopez.
Right, exactly. And Kalani, they were doing this nice big uprising push for Kalani. Obviously, she lost in the final, but you don't want to squander all of that right away.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so it's nice that she won, and she's not bad in the ring neither, man. She's not bad.
Nah, she just, like we said before, she just needs more of an offensive set. Yeah, that doesn't revolve her ducking and dodging.
Yes,
in a graceful way. I had to say that. Yeah. I had to say it in an uppity manner, in a graceful way. But you know, she's working on it. I can't complain.
Yeah, it was good. And then Tiffany Stratton versus Fallon.
Fallon's, my god,
Fallon's dope. But bro, oh my god, Tiffany Stratton was trying to kill her. Oh my god.
Oh my god, she dumped her.
Bro, she just threw her. I was like, there's no table there.
That dump. You heard that dump? Fallon Henley's a pretty you know, I'm just going to say Fallon Henley is a thick chick, right? She got hams and yams, dog. So that when she made that thud, you heard that motherfucker. That is a doom boom. I'm like, oh, it sounded like the Impact Wrestling ring during the pandemic for a second. Yeah,
I was like, bro. I was like, bro, and then before that, she did a crazy move too. I forgot what she did. She did a hurtful move before that. I'm like, yo, she's trying to fuck her up. And she beat her, which is cool though, because she's gonna be in that Iron Survivor match for the women.
One thing I'll say though, I hope this ain't it for Fallon though. They need to do something. Two girls they need to do something with over there in NXT. They need to do something with Fallon, and they need to do something with that girl, Tatum Paxley, man.
Yeah.
They need to do more with those two. So I hope Fallon can maybe get a shot in sometime soon. Maybe they do a last chance Iron Survivor that they did last year. Last chance to qualify, and maybe she can get in that. But I hope this ain't it for Fallon. So, because I like her a lot. I like her a lot. And I like Tatum Paxley too. They need to do more with those two girls. So, yep. Yeah.
They do got to do something with her.
Yeah, they looked like they was gonna do a storyline when she liked that dude Miles Bourne or whatever, but I guess they dropped that.
Yeah.
Oh, then the new champ Lyra Valkyria came out. Lyra Valkyria, that theme song was hard, dog. And the crowd like just tapping and clapping to the beat. That shit's hard. But Lyra Valkyria came out and cut a promo, and then Xia Li came out and they got into their little smiles, and Xia Li kicked the shit out of the security guy. She sent that man packing, dog. So that was pretty cool. So I guess. Yeah, like I was going to say, yeah, Lyra and Xia Li checked each other, man.
Oh, yeah.
And Xia Li took a check the security guard.
Kicked the shit out of him, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she got him good, man. That shit was crazy, man. But yeah, Xia Li versus Lyra Valkyria soon for the NXT Championship.
Good. And they should keep Xia Li in NXT. She should have never been on the main roster.
No, they called up way too soon. And what about goons, man? How you gonna? I hate when Vince do that shit, man. And Vince does that. He's known for doing that. Whenever women and men are in factions together in NXT, and it's like cool. He always breaks them up.
Yeah.
Like when Enzo and Big Cass had Carmella, they broke them up. In hindsight, you know, knowing what we know about Big Cass and Carmella's relationship, maybe that was probably all for the best, looking back on it. But Blake and Murphy, they took Alexa Bliss and did dog shit with Blake and Murphy afterwards. Who else? Sanity. They called up the Sanity Boys, and Nikki Cross was nowhere to be seen. Then who else? I mean, and then the Xia Li shit. Xia Li and Boa and the old thousand-year-old lady look badass together. What happened? They took Xia Li and left the badass, the thousand-year-old lady and Boa in NXT.
Hey, but it looked
last time we saw the thousand-year-old lady, looked like Bo was eating her out backstage. That shit was funny. I forgot who. I think it was LA Knight. He was walking backstage and he opened a random door or some shit like that. It was somebody. It was either LA Knight or Grayson Waller. Somebody was backstage and he happened to open a random door. And all you see is a room full of smoke and the 1,000-year-old lady sitting down on her ass. And Boa's like down between her legs and he pops his head up real quick. What the fuck is going on?
Hey, but it looked like that team's getting back together because in the background you saw Dante Chen with the face paint on.
Yeah, no, they've been teaming up together in the house shows, so yeah, they might be putting that together. And look, Xia Li could be down in NXT for that reason too.
Yes, that's what's up.
She gets those guys.
Yeah.
Look, the thing is, okay, WWE's got all these main roster talents going back and forth between NXT and the main roster. Why not do the same for these dudes? Have them be with Xia Li. Have them, you know, help with Cheat or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then have them work on Monday or on Tuesdays on NXT and get better as a team.
Yeah.
I agree. Dante Chen, those some big Chinese dudes, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
My fault. Dante Chen is not Chinese. He's Singapore.
Oh, okay. He's from Singapore.
Yeah, he's from Singapore. Oh. And Bo is Chinese.
All right, so two
Asians.
Two big Asian dudes. Yeah, exactly. And
I like, man, I've never seen Asian dudes in great shape like that before.
No.
Ever.
No. And
Dante Chen has got abs. His abs has got abs, man.
Yeah, he's Aki. He is Aki. When he fought Lexus King, I'm like, oh, this dude is he's Aki.
he is.
And then I like how Xia Li was like, you know, I never won the title and I wanna be she was like, I never lost sight, but I wanna be the first ever Chinese woman to win the NXT title. Okay, boom. Anybody who had any doubts of like, what's the story here? Boom. There you go. She just told you. She want to be the first ever Chinese world champ. And that's what's up. I don't need no other further explanation as to why. You just told me.
Yeah, that's the motivation.
Right, and that's a perfect, valid reason as to why. So, yeah, no, that was good. That was good. Mm-hmm. I always pop a Lyra's music. Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, that
junk
hard.
Yeah, bro. That shit go crazy.
The crowd loves that music too, man.
Yeah. Woo! Da-da-da.
Woo! Da-da-da. Woo!
Yeah, that shit go hard, bro. That shit is tough. Shit is tough. Yeah, no, that was good.
Hold on. I got some Baron Corbin pressing Wesley for coming back.
Oh yeah.
That was funny. Oh my god. Oh, Braun and Vaughn.
Oh my god. I'm not liking how one sided this is. Braun keep beating him.
Von Wagner's gonna. I mean, this dude just had head surgery or whatever the hell. Like,
yeah, I know.
This man just had brain surgery. So.
That spear on the outside. Oh my god.
They killed him, bro.
Again.
Breakout.
Killed him again. Oh my god.
He killed him. He beat him.
And he tried to kill Robert Stone again. And then Von Wagner was like, nah. Put that man through a table and look, yo. I feel like HBK told Braun something because Braun didn't no sell that one.
Yeah,
my man stood there. HBK definitely told him like, why would you no sell Baron Spinebuster like that?
Yeah,
he definitely.
Nah, I think it was setting up for that Undertaker spot, bro. Nah, it makes sense looking back on it now.
Oh yeah, because he sat
setting
up
for that Undertaker spot. Yeah.
Yeah, true. I still can't get over that Spinebuster. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, that shit was sick. And I'm like, what the fuck? What, you the Undertaker now?
Bro, yeah, that shit was crazy. Baron Corbin was like, what the fuck? Yeah, man. Nah, it was good. I don't know if they're going to have another one-off again. Like, maybe like a...
Yeah, they're going to have a big stipulation match.
Last man standing, something.
Something, yeah. Vaughn is definitely getting it the next time they fight, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
It's all right to give him the TV losses if he's gonna win on the pay per view, anyways.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. Because Braun's known. He's already a known name on their PLEs, on NXT's PLEs. You have Von beat him in a crowd that's not in the Performance Center or whatever. That's big ups. And you said it last week. HBK got this dude over. So imagine him beating Braun on a PLE in another state. That's big ups too.
Yeah, no, that's a big win.
Yeah,
we getting the Brawling Brutes versus OTM.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Because Brawling Brutes is like, we from the streets too. Different streets. we always have to scrap. So you guys ready to scrap? I was like, all right, but let's scrap then.
Hey, but that's good though.
Yeah.
Brawling Brutes is a. These guys got experience, so help bring OTM to a level. By the way, did you hear OTM's theme song? By the way.
Not yet.
Sound like a GTA track, man.
For real? I mean, they do. Yeah. They do got the GTA font for their Titan track.
Yeah, the graphics and everything. Yeah.
So that's what.
And they gave them a GTA sounding song. Too. That's funny. So, check it out. It's out right now. So.
Hey, I don't know about you, bro, but from time to time, I still listen to that intro to GTA 4. That shit go hard. That shit was so gangsta. I'm like, this had no business being this hard, son.
Yeah.
Fuck, that shit go crazy to me. So, hey, that's just what's up, though. If it's their characters, too. So, I gotta bump that. I definitely gotta go bump that. It's on Spotify?
Yeah, it's on Spotify, Apple, whatever.
Yeah, I gotta
YouTube,
go bump that.
Whatever platform you got.
I gotta go bump that. But yeah, no, that's cool. That's gonna be a nice match. Listen, we always talked about it. And then if they're not wrestling, they further in the story for somebody. I like that. Somebody always got beef with somebody. It's great. It's great, man.
That's only gonna help people get each other better.
Yeah.
Not just from a wrestling standpoint in the ring, but also with promos.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps. We already talked about the women's tag match. Ariana Grace comes out and talking about the true winners. I love this gimmick, bro. And then fucking Kill Bill, Carmen Petrovic come out and jumps her, tells her to shut up, and the fans did not like that whatsoever.
I didn't like it either. Yeah, I don't know why she did that.
How dare you jump Miss NXT? That is our Miss NXT. You cannot be putting your hands on her, Carmen.
That shit was so funny, bro.
It was. I'm like, oh my god. Now she definitely learned from her dad how to be an entertainer. That's for sure. Her dad made a shit ton of money for over a decade for being a fucking entertainer.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And good. We need more gimmicks on TV.
Yeah.
Need more gimmicks on TV.
Yeah.
And then, as told by the Monday Night Women's roster. Half of them have no gimmicks. Just we're all badasses. No reaction. We've been talking about it for weeks now.
Yep.
I don't want to get into it deeply, but yeah, I'm glad this girl has a gimmick that's different from the norm right now on the main roster.
Yep.
Joe Gacy had a promo talking about how the voices in his head has been getting louder and louder, and people judge him for being a maniac, and this is how he's been built for all his life. And he's in his own personal hell, and he doesn't know what to do, but maybe he does. So, I don't know what the fuck we got going on with Mr. Gacy here, but they got to get it right. They got to do something with this dude.
Yeah.
I'd probably just call him up already, but if we're heading for a repackage, then they better repackage him and repackage him quick. Joe Gacy's almost 40 years old.
Yeah.
He's in his mid-30s, so that clock is ticking, baby.
Yep.
Ilya Dragunov talked about the match with Melo last week and how fond he is of their battles. And then he dressed Corbin. And, oh my God. Oof. Man. He said, man, the only person that can slay the dragon is the dragon himself. Baron Corbin's in trouble.
I was like, oh my God. He's going to fuck you up, man.
Corbin's in trouble.
Like y'all get the wrong dudes mad. Like I don't understand y'all. Like y'all poke wrong bears. Like Dragunov's not the one. He's not the one.
You know, Dragunov is crazy, dude.
Yeah, son. I'm not trying to fight son.
I'm not trying to fight son when he ain't mad. But getting him mad, nigga.
And then you got our boy, man. Our boy Dijak main event in NXT, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I was so happy. They gave him I love his entrance. Oh,
hold on, man. You jumping ahead, dog.
I did?
You're jumping too far ahead. Yeah. Drew Gulak and Otis had a little fun little match. Oh, but most importantly, the whole thing with Chase U and JC Jane and the D'Angelos.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, Andre Chase bugging, man. You gonna catch cinder blocks to your ankles going into the ocean? You keep fucking around.
Yeah, man. So either he owes this dude money, or Chase Yu is a front. Either way, we got something interesting going on here.
Yeah, I like that.
And I like the tag team match next week for the tag team titles.
Yep, maybe that's it. Or I don't know, man. Andre Chase, I don't know why you're playing with him, son.
Bro,
I don't know why you're playing.
You know something that I noticed too?
Huh.
JC Jane is from like, isn't she from like New Jersey or some shit like that?
I have no clue.
I have no idea, but I just want she's like from the Jersey area or some shit like that. But she talks with a little bit of an accent. You don't think maybe she might be with the D'Angelos or some shit like that?
That'd
have a little connection or some shit.
That'd be a nice story too.
Cause they got that girl who, you know, she does a fine job and shit like that. They use that same girl in the past skits for like the D'Angelos and shit like that, but she's a rookie. I mean, we don't know what she's looking like in the ring, but it ain't gonna be good enough to represent the D'Angelo family. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I don't know. What if JC Jane is snooping around Chase U for that reason alone?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Maybe you know, maybe she got a connection to the D'Angelos or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know. That's something to look forward to and that's one thing NXT does well. They keep you hooked with these little vignettes, man. I'm telling you right now, bro, I hated this dude and his brother 10 years ago, man. If you would have told a 19-year-old RJ that, you know, 10 years later in 2023 that you would be into Harlem Bravado as Andre Chase, I would tell him, man, nigga, get the fuck out of here. First of all, his gimmick is mid. WWE ain't signing this fucking guy. And he's ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would have told you 10 years ago. But they got this motherfucker. This Andre Chase character is really good. He ain't with his brother no more. You know what I'm saying? He's got something going on here. And I'm actually enjoying it. I can't believe it. But 10 years ago, whereas I used to detest the Young Bucks, or where I detest the Young Bucks now, I hated the Bravados even more. I hated the Bravado brothers even more. But now, Andre Chase, dude is definitely working this fucking character. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, it's all good. Then we got the last Iron Survivor qualifying match, the main event, like he was getting ready to say earlier, Dijak and Tyler Bate.
Yeah.
A nice big man versus little man match. Really good shit, man. Really good match, man. Tyler Bate showed what he can do. Dijak showed what he can do. And that's what you like, especially in matches like this. They went hard, man. They went hard for 9 minutes, bro.
Yeah. Dijak. Son, if a grown-ass man like that doing a backflip off the top rope, landing it, no, man, no.
Bro, I cringe every time he does that, bro.
Oh, because
tall guys like that. Oh, my God, bro. I'm not trying to see this man break his leg or fucking tear his ACL. ACL out on TV doing that.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So I cringe every time he does it. I'm like, oh, my God, Dijak, stop it.
Right.
That's why I'm glad he only does it for like the big matches now. He busts that out for like the big matches every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And he won, man.
Nah, but they had a good match, bro. Yeah, no, he won. I was shocked that he won, to be quite honest with you, because I thought Tyler Bate was winning for sure, which I wouldn't have been mad at, but I'm like, you got Dijak. You need more villains, bro, for Dijak, or not Dijak, but Dragunov to wrestle.
Yeah.
And unless you turn Tyler Bate heel, they ain't going to be him anytime soon.
Yeah. And Dijak needs the wins, too.
Yeah, Dijak needs the wins. He needs to add more wins to his belt because he's been losing a whole lot more than he's been winning since he's been back in NXT.
Yeah.
He lost to Wesley. He lost to Dragunov. Who else did he lose to? He lost another big feud. He lost to D'Angelo, Tony D'Angelo. Like, he's lost all the big feuds. He needs to win some a time or two. So, yeah.
Yep.
So we got that.
And they had
that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and then the Mello and Trick at the end.
Oh, yeah, the Mello and Trick shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting too. And then Lexus King being the instigator coming out. My man couldn't even find a pocket for his glasses.
Oh my God, his promo was bad too.
Yeah, man, I didn't like it at all.
I mean, the verbiage was good. What he was trying, the message was good. But him reciting it was not.
Yeah.
So he's got to work on it. He's got to work on it.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
He's got to work on that. He's got to work on it.
And he needs a stylist, because what the fuck, bro?
That painted on beard ain't it, dog.
That, the bright ass red jeans.
That's shit his dad used to wear. So
the red jeans?
Yeah, I'm taking that into consideration. I'm not even addressing this whole look. I'm talking about the facial hair. He got to get rid of that shit. Because all the shit he's wearing, like clothes-wise, that shit Brian Pillman was wearing.
Yeah.
The polka dots and the leopards on the shirt, all that shit, the jean jacket and the fucking colored pants and shit. That's shit Brian Pillman used to wear. So I'm not... That's fine. Like, obviously, he's in denial. His character's that... He doesn't want to be like his dad, but he's in denial.
Right.
So that's his thing.
Yeah.
And he's got some screws loose. So, like, I mean, that's fine to me. But just that fucking beard's got to go, dog. Like, that shit's weird, bro.
Yeah.
Who paints on a beard?
Yeah, I don't like it at all. And then
that's not it.
He made Trick punch Mello. Oh, boy. And then Mello hugged him.
Mello.
And then that face. Oh, my God. He did that shit, nigga.
Nigga. That's why I knocked your fuck ass out a couple of weeks ago.
He did that shit, bro. I know he did it.
Yeah. I mean, and Shawn Michaels and them are trying to, you know, twist and... They're trying to take twists and turns to get there. Which they should, because it is obvious that Mello did it.
Right.
So they're trying to avoid everything, and they're trying to be vague about it at the same time. So, yeah. I mean... That's it.
Yeah, that's the NXT, yeah. And then last night, probably, like I said, one of the most enjoyable AEWs I think I've watched. You had Daniel Garcia opening up against MJF for the world title. I don't really care for Daniel Garcia, but his theme song go hard. That shit is tough.
Mark, you knew you loved to dance. Come on, bro.
Nah, I hate to dance. He looked corny. For a Spanish dude, he has no rhythm. It's so weird. So weird.
I was doing the dance the other day at the store.
For a Spanish dude, he got no rhythm. But that theme song goes hard. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, this should
be... Homie, leading the way.
That should be bumping. That beat? Damn, son. Yeah, the match was...
Homie, leading the way.
That match was a little short, but it was good for what it was. I didn't even want it to be a world title match anyways, but it was all right. Nice opener. MJF won. MJF tried to, you know, amp up Daniel Garcia, but he got fucking muffin top and other dude holding him back. And I'm like, why are you still with these dudes? These dudes are legit jobbers. They suck. Oh man, and get away from them, bro. Do your own thing.
I think they're going back to Daniel Garcia being a serious technical wrestling guy soon.
They should.
But the problem is that dance is over.
Yeah, so he can't.
People love the dance.
Yeah, so he's like, he can't.
So they're gonna have to blend it. Him going back to the trunks and the shit, have him be the technical wrestler, but he's still gotta do that dance every once in a while.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah, that was good. Then they had
That was good.
Then they had Penta and Swerve wrestle. I don't know, bro. It was so hard to pick a winner. Like I obviously knew Swerve was gonna win, but those are two swaggy ass motherfuckers, man. Penta got...
Penta.
Yo, I love the
that walk he does.
Yo, that shit is so cool, bro.
Penta so be cool. Getting that shit, boy.
Bro. He
dipping
got
it low. Swag. I'm like, ah, shit.
He got swag, son, and we all
Penta
know
got swag.
Swerve got so he always got swag. So I was like, damn, this is sick. That match was good too. That match was definitely an improvement from Penta and Jay White. So I didn't really like Penta and Jay White's match, but this match, not many spots. There was like one part sequence where like they were doing like the same exact moves, but like when they did the clothesline, they sold it. They were on the floor for a minute. Like, that's what's up. Like, it was good. It was good. That new move Penta does, that shit is awesome as fuck, man. Oh my god. I don't know. That shit is cool. And then Suarez's new move, where he like picks him up through a powerbomb and then it's like a power slam. Oh man, it's cool. And then Swerve got the win from that. Then Hangman came out, fucking almost broke Swerve's neck on the fucking table. I'm like, bro, chill. But it was a nice spot though.
Not really. You broke into my house, nigga. You gonna get this ass whooping, homie.
Nah, yeah, he fucked him up. He hit him 3 times in the chairs and then threw him into the table. That match is gonna be good. And Swerve is so good, man. Swerve did not even move. Why they put the camera all in his face like he didn't move? My man was dead. Dead.
Yeah, nah, Swerve. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad Swerve is finally getting this jolt. He needs it. My man, next up, my man need a world title shot. Like, yeah. He need to run with the international belt. But to be honest with you, bro, I'd rather him just fight for the world title, bro, because he's top tier talent anyways, man.
Yeah, I like that he said that he wanted to be the first black world champion. I feel like he has a legitimate case of actually being the first black world champion for them.
Yeah, in AEW, I mean, yeah. Who's his competition?
Nobody.
His competition besides Ricky?
They're still in this process of building up Hobbs again, so... Yeah, nah. Yeah, Swerve is the real one that's leading the way for that. And
I'm all for it. I love Swerve.
Yeah, that was good.
Been a big fan of his for the longest.
Yeah, that was good. They had Orange Cassidy do his little promo shtick or whatever. They announced... Yeah. All right. Hold on. This is my one complaint. Okay. Tony Khan didn't understand what a special announcement is. Because... This man want to announce pre-sale for a pay-per-view in August, but then he introduces that girl you were talking about that they were going to sign.
Oh, Mariah May?
In a fucking backstage segment. I'm just like, what? Like, yeah, she had like a 5-minute like promo back there, but like, that's how you make this grand-esque announcement for a fucking pay-per-view that's in the summer. But you just signed someone that everybody's been talking about that about her coming from stardom and whether or not she was going to sign an AEW or not. She doesn't. That's how you present her. It's a little weird, bro. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I would have waited to the pay-per-view because it looks like they're doing the storyline where she's kind of she wants to be an understudy for Toni Storm or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, right. Which is fine.
Being a big fan. And then like her nickname, the Glamour.
Right.
Glamour Mariah May. So like it looks like they're heading in a direction. I would have just waited to the pay-per-view and had her cost fucking Sheeta the belt.
Yeah.
And that's the way you can get her into the ring. You can have her fight Sheeta. Let's see what she can do. Now that she ain't in stardom, let's see what she can do against somebody that's been in America. You know, let's see what she can do against Sheeta and some of the other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, like, but that's
see, let's see if she's worth this contract. Because she didn't prove in stardom. Like, I'm not the biggest, like, stardom fan and shit like that. That's more Jackson, Kodak, Ash, and Paige and them. But they all said that she improved. She went over there.
Yeah, I see some moves.
And she's definitely good. And she can do the character and the gimmick shit too. So she's a complete package.
Yeah, yeah. I seen a couple of videos of her doing some moves, and she has a nice variations of back body drops and German suplex, release German suplexes. So, I definitely. From her stature, I wouldn't expect to be doing that. So, that's cool. That's my only gripe, I think, for yesterday's show. It's just weird how they introduced her. But, yeah, that was... Cassie did the promo. I would say this is, like, a story between him and Moxley. His first story for the title. He's not defending the title. He hasn't been defending the title for like, a couple weeks. Thank God. I've been asking for that. Like, you shouldn't be defending the fucking title every week, open challenge every week. Like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah, it cheapens the title, in my opinion.
It does. It honestly, it had me thinking, damn, I'd rather have the 24/7 title because I'd be defending just as much as this one. Like,
yeah.
For real. It's terrible.
It's definitely true.
But he hasn't been doing that, and they're saving the title match for Full Gear, which is fine.
Good, because we've seen these guys wrestle before already. Like, right. Why do we need to see it on TV? You know?
Exactly.
It should be at the pay-per-view.
Right, and build up the feud. Build up the story. I like that. He actually had a decent promo. He was like, I need to beat you or else this title doesn't feel right on my waist. Nice. Good. He ain't do no gimmick shit. He ain't say whatever, I guess. None of that stupid shit. He was dead ass. So that was something I actually appreciate. They had
I hope you know you're not getting that every week. I hope you know that, right?
Oh, RJ, I know. Uh-huh. I know this. Why do you think I said it's probably one of the most enjoyable Dynamites I've watched in a long time? Because I gotta cherish when it's a really good, concise show from start to finish.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Orange Cassidy. Like that.
Oh yeah, of course not. I gotta take what I can get with this motherfucker. He's gonna go back to putting his hands in his pocket and having his opponents help him do moves. I know. It's fucking bum. It's fucking bum. I'll never get over that, bro. I'll never get over that. And the fact that he won too at the end, I was like, oh what?
Claudio.
he did Claudio dirty, man. I don't care what nobody say. I know he
was. You know who else they did dirty last night?
Huh?
You know who else they did dirty last night?
Who?
You know who they did dirty last night.
Oh, Keith Lee?
They did my man Greasy last night.
Nah, man. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Man, fuck Keith Lee, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Everybody bitching. Everybody bitching. Why did he just win? Cause he shouldn't have won. What the fuck? he barely wrestled consistently. Then he gonna come out of nowhere and beat the longest reigning Ring of Honor TV. Shut up, man. You're stupid. Ain't nobody make sense, man. He barely wrestled. He can't even wrestle 2 weeks in a row, and then you want him to just come up on a Dynamite and just beat Samoa Joe? Samoa Joe be running through everybody he fighting. Man, give me a.
I got no problem with Joe. Beating Keith Lee.
Like, is it that he vacated the title after?
Yes. He should have waited at least a week.
Yeah, I know.
It felt too fast.
It was too fast.
Should have waited a week.
He's sick. He's like, nah, bro, I don't want this shit. I want the world title. And I was like, oh my God, MJF, you better run. You better run. You better run. You got the clown from Twisted Metal coming for you? Mm-mm, bro.
Nah, man. Samoa Joe might want to be concerned, man. Every time somebody try to get close to MJF, they get taken out.
Yeah, I know.
Seen with the Acclaimed and all those guys.
Yo, they fucking. Why they had to throw the gay dude through the glass, huh? Why had to do the gay?
His ass was glass. Jesus Christ! They threw him right through that motherfucker.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't see that coming.
Holy shit.
And by the way, one of those guys is definitely Matt Taven, by the way.
Yeah. I think it's...
I saw those eyes.
I think Roger Strong's faking it.
Yeah, you think it's Roddy?
It's them. It's the whole group. It's the whole... Him,
I think it's Taven, I think it's Roddy, Mike, yeah.
And Adam Cole.
I don't even think it's Cole anymore.
You think it's...
I think it's Jack Perry.
Oh, with the glass? That's a nice little thing, too.
I think he's the devil. I think he's the devil now.
Oh shit.
The last two times they showed the devil I can't believe I'm saying this, looked more smaller than Adam Cole. You know what I'm saying? Those shoulders, the statue. Yeah, man. Jack Perry, man. I think it's Jack Perry.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And look, before Jack Perry even turned heel, remember MJF dissed him on the mic. He pressed him hard on that mic when they did the four-way, remember?
Yeah.
But he's doing the four, he pressed Jack badly, man. And then what happened? Like a month later, Jack turned heel. So I don't know. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah,
it could definitely be him, man.
It could.
But one thing's for sure, Matt Taven was definitely one of those guys last night in the mask. In that mask, yeah. You saw his eyes. Like you literally saw his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one thing for sure.
They had my boys. TK be doing. TK be doing me right sometimes, man. He had the Guns music and the Guns came out. I'm like, oh yeah, here we go. Da-da-da-da. I was hyped. They squashed the Bollywood boys and they like cut my music. They like cut my music. I'm like, no, what? No. Why would you? No, I don't want to hear you guys talk right now. Fucking play your music. So pissed that they did that, but I don't even fuck with the Guns like that. I just love that theme song, man. I really love that theme song. That shit sounds so cool. But yeah, they came out, had a little squash match, beat them in like 2 seconds, not even. And Mark Briscoe, Jay White had a match. That was a nice main event too.
Mm-hmm. That was
good. That was good. I'm not even going to mention Darby and AARP member but fighting some jobbers too, because they squashed them too. It was just pointless.
Go figure.
Yeah, go exactly. Go figure. Literally, go figure. My man Sting 3 years and haven't taken a pin. What the? What? All right. Sure. Okay, buddy. But yeah, that happened. And then, no, but the main event with Briscoe and Jay White was awesome, man. That was good. Mark Briscoe.
Shit, they've been working with each other for a long time. They better know how to work.
And Mark, that promo he had before the match was good too, man. It was really good. It was really, really good. They got to bring him around more often. I know they, I don't know. Did they sign? They had to sign him, right?
Yeah, no, he signed.
Yeah, they got to use him on Dynamite more often.
He was hurt. He was hurt the last couple of months.
Okay. Don't put him on Rampage, please. Leave him on Dynamite.
No. They got to use him on Dynamite, bro.
Yeah, don't put him on Rampage. No one watches Rampage, and Collision's going on a downhill in terms of viewership, too. So don't even put him on there, unfortunately. So it's so crazy. This past week, Rampage and Collision's viewership combined didn't even beat NXT's. I know. We shouldn't be taking these viewerships like too serious, but you can't ignore that. Like, I can't just look past that. Like, you got a lot of top guys on Collision, and that's their show, and they can't even stay at 400K consistently. It's troubling. But
Saturday's just a bad night, man. People are out even in the winter time. Well, the fall time now. People are usually still out. People like shopping. Like, especially if you still get paid on a Friday night, people like going out, shopping, getting shit. People still love going to karaoke bars and shit like that. That little bar around the corner still be rocking. So, like, yeah, like, people still be going out on Saturday, doing shit on Saturday. So I think it's just a bad night. Same thing with Friday. I wouldn't put anything on Friday past 8 o'clock, because people ain't trying to stay inside no more like that. So, especially with the pandemic, like, the pandemic was all right. That's fine. But now that people are, you know, loose and back on the streets again and shit like that, no way, bro. Like, it's bad. It's a bad time. Bad time. Friday and Saturday is not a good time for wrestling, man. Not a good time for wrestling. So, yeah, but that was pretty much it, right?
Yeah, you're right. It is, but like I said, Dynamite was pretty good, man. I didn't really have complaints. They ended the show. They ended the show on like another wow. So yeah, no, it was, this week was good, man. I didn't really have complaints.
No complaints, people.
Yeah, no complaints, people. I think we can end this week's show on a really high note, because, well, we complain like what, here and there, nothing too major, really.
Yeah, just a little small nitpicks.
Yeah,
small,
right.
Detail shit, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
nothing
people,
crazy and over
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, people. I think it was good overall. It was a good week. I must admit, people, it was. I enjoyed Dynamite, man. I usually nitpick at Dynamite with everything, so. And I had literally one small complaint. That was the new signing, how they did it. That was it, though. Honestly, it was good. They had the little, everything was nice. I can't expect that every week, because I know Tony Khan be flip-flopping constantly, but it was good. I enjoyed it. Probably one of my favorites in a long time, man. For real. And NXT was popping. I was really hyped. Dijak got the main event, and he won. Now he's in the Iron Survivor match too, and I think he should win it. I don't even give a fuck who else is in it. Nobody else is in the fucking match, and I don't even care. I want Dijak to win the whole damn thing. That little promo he did after online. Hey, Dijak, put your stupid sunglasses on outside. And it was dark as shit, and then he just kept going off. I'm just like, this is my son, bro. He don't give no fuck. He don't give a shit. And I think people gotta understand, bro, heel characters tend to be cowards. They take coward ways out. They cheat to win. This dude, Dijak, is not like that. He's built different. You talk,
and he shouldn't be. He's a monster.
Yeah, you talk sideways to him, he not gonna waste no time to fuck you up. Like, I remember when Dragunov did that shit when he tried to like side talk him, and Dijak left the camera view, and it came back and bibbled that dude's face into the fucking garage door. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you talking to like that, bro? Like, Dijak, man, what the fuck? I'm gonna lay down my law. You gonna bye bye that shit? I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, and you still gonna bye bye it? Like,
you gonna bye bye my law, bitch?
You don't play, son. That man Dijak don't play, bro. I fuck with him, and I really want him to win. And Raw was had a whole different type of change of pace in terms of the whole damn show. Like, from start to finish, we finally got our world champion in spots where we were kind of wondering why the fuck he wasn't doing it. And then lo and behold, he does it. So. Nah, yeah, man. The whole week was good.
Yeah, definitely was. And Dijak is going to get some justice. We need some justice for Dijak, you know what I'm saying?
For real, bro. I need my man.
This man needs to win the world title.
Yes, he do. He need to win the world title, bro. He definitely does. He put in the work. You could tell. Best character he's ever had in NXT, even from when he first started.
That theme song.
Man, that shit is hard too. My man come out straight face. They fucking do the movie cutscene where it's like they it's like a wide out screen. They black it out, black and gray noir. This shit is fire, bro.
Sin City type shit.
So sick, bro. So sick.
But here's one thing I do need them to do though. I'm gonna need him to start cracking cases, bro.
Oh, like as a detective?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
And he gonna use puns like justice and all this other shit. He gonna pop out my law. He needs to crack some cases or something like that to flex on that character a little bit more.
Trick, come into my office. I think you'll be very interested in what I have to show you.
I think you'll be pleased to know that I got justice for you, Trick.
Show Mello beating him up. And then Trick shows it. How the hell Dijak 12 ass? Going to show me what you did, and you didn't have the balls to tell me, and I'm supposed to be your boy. And then you see Dijak just grinning.
Yeah,
that's right. I would love that. I would so love that.
Oh,
yeah, people, it was a really good week. I must say, really good week. Friday, we got Carlito and Big Bob. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. That's just going to be my match of the night, match of the year for me. I don't give a fuck. What?
Match of the year.
For me. Carlito and Big Bob, that's a lot of meat. No water, no bread, just meat. Mad meat. All the paws. No homo. All homo. No.
We about to get an Aki Fest match.
Oh, geez, man. What? Oh, my God. That shit's going to be crazy. I'm so looking forward to that match. I don't give a fuck about none of that, bro. But they got that. They got Kairi Sane coming back, and the whole thing with Bayley. That's interesting as fuck too.
Last time we saw Kairi Sane,
you getting beat up by
Kairi Sane. Yep. Bayley, yeah. Asuka.
No, Kairi. Yeah, bro.
It was like the Ricky moment from fucking Boys in the Hood.
Yep, you're right. Man. SmackDown's gonna be good this week, people. So definitely watch that. But
Santos Escobar has got, you know,
he got some explaining to do.
Dumbass. He got some explaining to do, dog.
Dumbass just left the brass knuckles there. Like, man, you ain't low. I saw your ass. You ain't low.
If I can have the United States Championship, nobody will Ray.
Yeah, right. That's gonna be lit. What will be lit is if he beats up like Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wild and brought up Angel Garza and Humberto for his own like brand new Legado. That would be sick.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah,
I still think Angel Garza should be in the LWO for family legacy reasons.
Oh yeah, that's of course. Yeah, no, that's true. It's obvious. Like it's right there in front of their face. They should have. But SmackDown's gonna be good, people. Definitely watch that.
Oh, Big Bob and the whole B-Fab thing too.
Yep. She was talking
what happened with that?
And she was talking to Big Bob too, and Big Bob walked away and my son And Montez Ford, you better stop looking like that, boy. Get your ass.
Yeah.
Beat the fuck up, son, when you go home.
Yeah, your wife gonna smack you up, bro.
Yeah, she gonna KOD your ass. You better chill out.
Yeah, man. Your wife is hockey as fuck.
Dude. Hell, that's what I'm saying. She gonna beat your ass, bro. You tripping.
I'm good, dog. I be in my best behavior. It would behoove you to be in your best behavior this, sir.
For real. But not yet, man. It's gonna be good, man. It's gonna be good. But yeah, people, we just about covered everything. Mostly a very highly positive, you know, mostly good week, I'd say. You know, not really much complaints. And we tell y'all how it is, man. We tell y'all exactly how we feel. And it was good.
Yeah, definitely no complaints from me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for real. But yeah, people, that's just about it. We covered everything. We hope you guys enjoyed it and was rocking with us this Thursday morning. No Friday, but this Thursday morning. And yeah, hope you guys, you know, have a good rest of the week, work week, whatever. Enjoy your weekend. Stay warm. It's getting cold quickly out here. And yeah, people, you know what I mean? Make sure everything's too sweet. You heard? Too sweetie.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.